What's going on, people? This is Lecrae.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kel Mitchell.
Picky Wine is that would be me.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Brian Hooks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev, on stage.
Yo, what's up? This is Doug E. Fresh.
What up? It's DJ Emmy for that Breakfast Club.
What's up, everybody? It's Mr. Talkbox.
Hello there. This is Kim Burrell.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cardi Cortez.
Well, hello there. I am Jacalyn Carr.
Good afternoon. It's Jess with the Mess.
Hey, everyone. This is Faith Jesse.
My name is Kid from Kid and Play.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the Godhead.
What's up, y'all? Las Vegas. It's Said Entertainer. I want you to download and tune into the greatest gospel station in the Las Vegas area.
It's the number one gospel station.
Number one gospel station.
Number one gospel radio.
Check it out. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go download Anointed Radio app.
From either the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
For 24/7 gospel.
Make sure to check out their website at anointedradionetwork.com.
Music for the soul, music for your spirit, music to lift your heart.
That soul food for your body, that energy for your spirit.
Gospel in the morning, gospel for lunch, gospel at dinner, and then you go to sleep. You know what? Guess what? You're dreaming about some gospel.
Sometimes these are the songs that really uplift us and get us through some of the tough times.
Salute Pastor Jay Calhoun and Anointed Radio.
Know your boy wouldn't steer you wrong. Go listen right now. You feel me?
Check them out without no doubt, because gospel is what it's all about.
Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Jay. We're going to start off with the normal way and fashion, and that is with a prayer and a scripture. Actually, we're going to do a scripture, then a prayer. And the scripture we're coming out of is Matthew 7 and 8, and I'm reading from the Messenger Translation, and it reads, "Don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask for what you need. This isn't a cat and mouse. It's not a hide and seek game we're in. If a child asks for bread, do not trick him with sawdust. If he asks for fish, do not scare him with a live snake on his plate. As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such things. You at least be decent with your own children. So don't you think God, who conceived you in love, will do you even better?" Matthew 7 and 8. Be direct. Tell God what you need, how you can get the help. He wants to hear from you. He wants to talk to you. God wants to start having that relationship again with you. Some people out there have been going through some things where they put God on the shelf, put God on the couch, but God never went nowhere. He just wanted to talk to you and be able to help you get out of those situations. Amen. Amen. Dear Father God, we just thank you right now. God, we just ask you to be into the room. God, let us be able to touch people that need help, God, that needs to hear a word, that needs to be able to see a representation of you, God. God, let us be able to reach the unreachable, teach the unteachable, and even touch the person with the hardest heart so that they can say, what can I do to be saved? God, enlarge our territory as Anointed Radio to go to new airwaves, to new broadcasts, to new countries, to new cities, to be able to reach more of the masses, God. God, we ask you right now to be able to just bless every listener under the sound of my voice so that they could be able to truly see you, see the evidence of you, and understand their relationship with you so that they can understand the purpose that you have for their life. God, we thank you for blessing us even when we're not even in good standings. God, we thank you for giving us grace and mercy every day, being that provider, that interceder, the way maker. God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. Despite of the things that came against us, you've protected us against it all. And God, we love you. We glorify you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. And we say that all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 This is Pastor Jalen. Like always, I got something to say. You can follow me at Anointed Jalen. You can see it on the screen and all social media platforms. And make sure you follow Anointed Radio on all different type of platforms that we have. What platforms do we have left, Ashley? Facebook, you can follow us on, we can't say TikTok or Twitter because Elon Musk is tripping, but you can follow us on Facebook and Twitch and YouTube where you're watching right now, or you could just go to theanointedradio.com and watch us from there. And make sure you download the Anointed Radio app for 24-hour gospel every day, all day, where you could be able to listen to it in the car, at home. No matter where you go, you can listen to the app. So make sure you download the Anointed Radio app. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and bring up some of my lovely guests, co-hosts, and guests. Amen. And the first one we have is Miss Simi So-So Real.
Hey, everybody.
We have Miss Marvette, the artist. Ooh, what am I? I am tongue-tied today.
What's happening?
So can you guys please introduce yourself and tell people where they could find you and all that good stuff?
Well, you can find me, your girl, Simi So Real, on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. That's where I'll be. Also, some great things with Anointed Radio Network. We will be on the red carpet for Stellar Awards this weekend.
Hey, man. Go Stella.
Fashion Nova sent me my outfit, so I'm about to be suited.
Like, let's get it. Come on, Fashion. Wait a minute.
Right? Break it on down.
So you can, this is your girl, your favorite cousin on your dead side, Marvette the Artist, and you can find me on Facebook at Samus MTA. Then you can scroll on down to Instagram and find me, Marvette the Artist 22. And then you can hop on down to the TikTok lane and find me, Marvette the Artist. I will be there.
Favorite cousin on her daddy's side. So make sure that you follow her daddy's side only. Just
don't follow me. Wait. I'm their daddy's side, not mine. You ain't gonna like my daddy's side.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Amen. So we have our guest coming up today. We have the talented Miss Bria Miles, everybody. Everybody, welcome her on to
the one and only.
What up, Bria? My family, La Familia, thank you for having me, Pastor Jay. Appreciate it. You got a real smooth, gifted radio voice, blessed by God. I got to give you your credit on that one. My sis, Simi, So Real. You know I love you. You know what's happening. Real for real, like for real, like real deep conversations for hours. That's my sis for real. And also meeting you for the first time. What's goody, MTA? My sis, I know that you funny, and I could feel it in my spirit. I feel it. So it's gonna be a great conversation. Thank you.
But you got to make sure it's only from your daddy's side that you feel it, because you only her favorite on her favorite daddy's side. Let me stop. Amen, everybody. If you
did not know, you're confusing my line. Like, what we doing? You confused.
It ain't my line. I'm just saying. I was just saying your line for you. Amen. Because I call a dolphin. And never mind. Let me stop. Because if y'all didn't know.
We're going to bring a dolphin to Vegas.
Y'all bring dolphins to Vegas, that'd be amazing. Amen. I just want y'all to know, when I first met Marvette, I saw two dolphins outside the hotel, not in a zoo, but just in the water. I was like, there is two dolphins swimming in the water. I ain't never seen that before. It was amazing to me. Anyway, so we're going to go ahead and go into a few updates. We have a lot of updates, actually. But the first thing that we want to do is present the first update. The first update is this past weekend, Anointed Radio was invited to come and cover over the NBA conference. While NBA Summer League is still going on, we were able to go to the very first conference. And in that conference, it came up so loud. Every time it's loud. So
it scares you.
It did scare me. It did. But if you look at it, it came out sponsored by AT&T. We just wanted to put a video out there. But we were at NBA Con this past week. Our sports team will be at the All-Star game. See, I don't know why Stellar did not look at what was happening in the city, because there's 50,000 things happening. And the WNBA, our champion of the world, Las Vegas Aces, are having the host of the WNBA All-Star Game. and they have the three-point shootout, the orange carpet. There's a lot of things happening this week during Stellar's. So we have our sports team, which you could check them out on our Roku channel, Anointed Radio Network on Roku TV. You could check out all of our sports updates. They will be out there representing Anointed Radio. And like Miss Simi said, we will be at the what?
The Stellar's.
Y'all gotta say it like the black people say it. How we really say it is the Stellar's.
We're gonna be at the Stellar's.
The Stellar's.
Like Stellar's.
No, we are.
So we're gonna be on the red carpet, me and Miss Simi. We're gonna be taking turns to interview some nominees that's nominated for the great 2023 Stellar's. And this Friday, everybody say this Friday.
This Friday.
There is an event where I will be hosting the emerging artists at the space from 11 to 3. It is going to be the Cafe Honors, Soul Cafe Honors, where I will be at Anointed Radio, be there. It's so much stuff, y'all. It's a lot. Make sure y'all just come out and support. Follow the pages. We're going to put it all out there. But make sure you guys support, though, because there's a lot of people doing things. There's a lot of stuff out there. Go support. It's going to be amazing here in the city of Las Vegas with so much things that's centered around Jesus. Hopefully it's centered around Jesus. It's supposed to be centered around Jesus. Let's just claim that it's going to be centered around Jesus. Amen. And with that, I did have another presentation.
You got a question.
I do have a question.
Is that Carlos
event? Carlos event. Yes, it is. Carlos out of Memphis, Tennessee, his event coming out. Ashley, let me do my due diligence and pull up the flyer, because we have a flyer here. And that will be from 11 to 3. Anointed Radio will be in the space. And it is, one moment, I give the address to y'all so y'all can know the address if I'm coming, or just check up the space where it's going to be from 11 to 3 on Friday, this Friday, y'all. So, and Shirley Caesar, Travis Green, Gene Moore, a lot of people, not so Carlton Banks. It will be at the space. Tickets are still available. And at the tickets online is $25 only. Tickets at the door will be $35. So get your tickets now, and you will definitely have a blessed time. And come kick it with the Anointed Radio family. Me, Simi, and we'll be down there, and we're going to come and have a good old time in the Lord. So one thing before we go into the interview, I found something on the intro net.
Hold on. So let me get ready.
Yeah, I found something on the intro net that I wanted to present, because we have your own radio station. You can present what you want. So I thought this was very, very like nostalgic. But back in the day, y'all, I was part of a choir. And the choir was called the Voices of Antioch. And that choir won the House Sweet the Sound Best Small Choir of the Bay Area.
Come on,
I didn't know they had our performance in there. So we're going to go play it live here on Anointed Radio. So y'all tell me what y'all think. Let me see. Here it go. Hopefully it don't scare me. Last one scared me. It was just so loud. This is at the Oakland Coliseum.
There you were.
Let me in. I know the mercy.
Come on, Black Jesus.
J. Lyon had a debut right there.
Throwback for the throwback.
The Michael Jackson. It was the Michael Jackson stance for me in the end.
At the end? For This Is It?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was.
That's what made us win. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, somebody.
Don't pass me by.
Don't pass me.
He wasn't going to be passed by, not with Jesus. When he did that spin, it came out like, all you are heavy burden, heavy laden. Come to me, and I will give you until you rest.
Come on, somebody.
I don't know. Between Jesus walking on the stage like that, I'm not mad at that because we have all experienced Black Jesus walking down the aisle at a stage. I'm not gonna tell you where I experienced my Black Jesus, but y'all's was put together, well put together. Everything matched. Everything was coordinated. I loved it. You was getting down. You know what I mean? You had them good glasses. You was giving it to us. You definitely giving it to us. NPA so, was on beat with her tambourine Bible.
Man, I'm going to tell you, when I saw that, I had to laugh because that was in 2008. And I was like, we didn't have like social media like how we have it now. And who recorded this?
Wow.
It was actually pretty dope. That's when I first met Donald Lawrence for the first time. Because he was the host for it, and we never thought we'd win, and then we won, and then we went all over the place. It was fun though.
Thank God. Y'all from
Tracy, did I hear you say, Pastor Jay, that y'all from Tracy?
Oh, I'm not from Tracy. No. Oh,
okay.
I can tell you that the church, Antioch Church Family, led by Senior Pastor Dr. Mario Howe, out of Antioch, California. That was the church that was over our choir, and that was the original choir, the best choir in the land of the Bay Area.
All right, now you better speak up, or you better represent.
Oh, especially, well, at least for the year of 2008, because then somebody else, our sister church, went and they copied all our moves, and then they won too. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and talk about Miss Bria Miles, everybody. Everybody, welcome Miss Bria Miles. While we're going to talk about it, I want to ask, where is your hometown and where do you reside now?
Yeah, I'm in Carolina. Shout out to the NC, the great state. I feel like God has really tucked us away. You know what I mean? Not too far from Atlanta. Kind of a little bit like Atlanta, but not as congested and not as crazy as Atlanta. So I feel like North Carolina is definitely on the rise. A lot of great hip-hop labels here. We got J. Cole is here. Different ones are here and really making moves. And the legends from CHH Cross Movement, they're actually out of here as well. So it's really dope, you know, just to be here and to see what God is doing. And yeah, Carolina's where I'm at.
So I'll have to ask this question. I ask everybody this. What was the very first ministry that you ever did in church?
I think the very first ministry, it wasn't a ministry. At least I didn't necessarily think so. I had a really, and I still do have a very big pet peeve on cleanliness, especially when it comes to like the church. I think like the bathroom and your foyer or your lobby area are really telling and really, you know, shows like, hey, do people want to come? Do they feel welcome? Do they feel like it's clean? Do they want to come up in here? So like things that I would do, I would literally like scrape the gum off of the bottom of the chairs, off the bottom of the little tables, pew areas, that whole thing. I would make sure that the bathrooms were clean because I just was like, look, these are the places that people go first. And so this representation speaks volumes before they even get to hear what the pastor has to say. And so I guess that was kind of a ministry. I just want to make sure that we represent it well.
That's dope. And that is a ministry. Sorry. A lot of people won't pick that ministry because that means you have to actually be in the background. But you were there to serve, which was a major part, because without it being clean, without it being in order, a lot of people would have had a bad representation of it. So that is a ministry. She said, you got a 10.
Get her right now.
The people have spoken. They wanted to let you know that from a 1 to 10, the way that you answered that question and your priorities with the church was a 10.
Was a 10. I second that emotion. You got a 10.
Do I get one of these? Because I got a pen. That's all I got. I don't got one with the little
knob. You don't have a diamond head. No.
Okay. We got to get you one with a diamond so you can, you know.
Okay. I receive it.
So all I'm going to say is y'all going to get her actual real mic.
What?
Then y'all going to make her feel bad because she ain't got no pen with no diamond, and I ain't got no pen with no diamond
either. We have a microphone over there, but we going to keep it over here in the fashion of, you right. know.
Exactly. Don't hate on the diamonds.
Don't.
That part.
We got to get to a male host.
No, we need one. But Bria, you know, you have done a lot of things. You know, tell us about the first time that you hit outside of the church, but maybe in definitely somewhere outside of the church, maybe a different venue, another program where you felt like you knew you were received from the people and this is what I have to do.
Oh, man. I think for me, the first time would have been, I can't remember the name of the festival, but it was a pretty big festival that I did. And it was an outreach festival. So it was a lot of people there that were Christian. And then there were a whole lot of people there that were non-Christian. And so I never forget this girl and her boyfriend. They walked up to me and they're like, man, when you were up there, like I heard everything that everyone said. But when you were up there, like you really spoke to me and you really let me know that you are or that you were about that life prior to you receiving God. And because of that, I feel like it's possible. And I was wondering if you could lead me to Christ right now. And I said, yeah, for sure. So like, that was like the first time. And I could tell like that she had a very hard background, that she was like, you know, coming up off of drugs. Like I could tell, you know what I mean? And she was not ashamed to cry and to pray right there and receive Christ. So like, that was the first time. And I think her boyfriend did as well. You know what I mean? And so that was the very first time that I was like, okay, I see you, God. I see you. You know what I mean? So yeah.
That's dope. So
what was the first inspiration for music for you?
True. I would say Michael Jackson. I really love Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston, to be honest. Those are my favorite two overall artists. I think that God really blessed them, and their gifts are definitely God-given. And I think for me, even though it's singing on both ends of what they do, it just was something about the authenticity of it. It just was like a natural, like, this is just it, and you could just tell. So I think those were my first inspirations. And then, like, as I get and I continue to get more into music, who I really love and I'm feeling right now and I think is fire, and I've always thought, first of all, CeCe Winans, of course. She's super fire. You got to
get favor. You always, every show, you know, you CeCe Winans, that's your girl.
It's the heart for me. I got to co-headline a show with her, and maybe a year ago, maybe 2 years or something like that ago, and just like the love that she has for each and every person. I just sat there and I respected it. And also, I really love her sisters, Debbie and Angie Winans. I was listening to them actually before my mom put me on to them. I was listening to them and they're just so fire. You know what I mean? And I would love to do a song with both of those artists. I think, you know.
Shout out to your mom too. I know your mom is watching. So shout out to your mom.
Mama.
So what was the moment in your life that you said, okay, God, I'm going to say yes to this call?
Oh man, I think I kind of just got like thrown into it. I think with me, God had already knew. I was already rapping and he was like, she already starting to uncover, because I wasn't saved. So he was like, she already starting to figure out that she can rap and she's already seeing like just the influence that, you know, I've allowed her to have. Let me go ahead and save her right now. And so it was just like, hey, you're saved. And then it wasn't like a question for me to be like, oh, like, well, I rapped about this before. What do I do now? It just was like, without question, I'm gonna rap about God. I'm gonna rap about this relationship and this new love that I have, and, you know, just what God has done for me and how he's opened up my eyes. And so that was really the moment for me. It just was like, I'm in it, we here, and let's go. So yeah.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. And this is, looking back as you started your career, what's one thing that you would tell a female MC to look out for?
Oh man!
Turn into the industry.
Don't let anyone make you feel like you should hide the level of gifting that God is giving you. I know in the church a lot of times it's like, you know, and you're, I can tell you're not, you know, someone like this, Pastor Jay, but a lot of times it's like they want women to be in the background. They want females to be in the background. And even though it's clear to see that God has called them to the ministry, there is a level of like fear or threat or intimidation. And so it's like, hey, no, you have to be in the back. You can't do that here. It has to be this way, that way, my way, basically, instead of God's way. I remember I had a pastor tell me before, he was like, you have to choose between your ministry and my ministry. And I was like, aren't they both God's ministry? I was trying to figure that out. You know what I'm saying? I'm just asking for a friend. And so I would say, never let anybody make you hide or make you feel like you have to hide what God has given you to feel confident or comfortable in whatever space they may be in.
Dope.
I was going to just ask, because Simi taking so long. So I was just going to ask, what is the inspiration between Crazy Faith? Because I was listening to Crazy Faith, and I love backstories. That is my favorite. So what is the backstory of Crazy Faith?
Yeah, so Crazy Faith, I actually wrote in the pandemic, like when it first hit. I remember just the amount of fear and uncertainty that so many people had. It was like, dang, like, everybody is finally starting to get some type of like breakthrough. Like, you've been working for a minute trying to figure it out. People's, you know, they've been putting in all of this effort, this time and this energy. And it just seemed like everything was just falling. Like, people were losing jobs. then to make matters worse, people were like losing family members. I know I lost a lot of family members during that time. And so it just was like a time of like uncertainty and fear. And I remember God clearly spoke to me. He was like, AOB, I need you to let my people know, like, this isn't the time for them to cave. This isn't the time for them to fall off, but this is actually the time for them to trust and believe me at a different height, at a different level. And he gave me the scripture in John where the disciples had been fishing all day long, but they never caught anything. And it was hot. They was musty because it was out there, you know, somewhere in Africa in the waters, and they was going in, you know what I mean? But didn't catch nothing until Jesus was like, hey, yo, let me take the lead. Let me step on the boat. I see you doing your thing, but you need to fish to the left a little bit. And they really didn't believe what he was saying at first, but they was like, all right, God, we're gonna give you a chance. But as soon as they allowed the Lord to step into that area and into that boat with them, the Bible says that they caught so many fish in that net that their boat started going under. So it just really was something that God showed me, like, people need to be afraid of what's happening, not be afraid of what's going on, the uncertainty. But when you trust God and let him step into your life, into your situation, it turns into an opportunity. And so, like, that's really what that song was about. And on top of that, you know, we wanted to bring some of that New Orleans bounce to it, you know what I mean? So myself, Cannon, we got on the beat and was able to create that. Shout out to my fam there. And Heeson Lee is also on that. She's my sis. And Jordan Armstrong is on that song as well. And yeah, we really helped bring some New Orleans bounce to Christian hip hop and really kicked off that whole thing. But yeah, that's really what the song is about. And I'm glad you was listening to it, Pastor Jay. I'm glad you feeling it. You know what I mean? We try to give a little energy.
See, y'all be calling me Pastor Jay and thinking I'm just all stuffy. I listen to Christian hip hop. You know, I do the little hip of the hop. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, no, right there. You messed it up. I listened to the hip to the hop to the hip of the hop.
The rock.
Oh my God, yo. He's got to do it a little bit. But you know, the thing about it is, I know you from California or whatever, so I know that you got.
You know what part of the California I'm from?
The Bay Area, right?
Bay Area. Well,
I know you do a little bit to the right. I already know.
My bad.
I know you would send me, so she definitely does.
I was sliding.
Yeah, you be crip walking.
No. You're trying to get me shot.
Stop. I know I know how to do it too.
Next question I would ask is this. If you could pick, no, because you said it already.
Yeah.
I don't want you to say it. I don't want you to say it, but I want you to say somebody else. You can't say CC1 or anybody. If you could pick any MC, there you go. I changed up the game. Want to manifest into your next song, who would that be?
That you would have the crazy faith that they would be in your next song.
Because I got crazy faith that Bootsy is going to be on my next song.
Come on. Mine is Fantasia. Me and my dogs. We're going to walk back.
I'm going to have Bootsy be safe.
Yeah.
You don't want me, then don't talk to me. Go ahead and see it, friend.
Y'all
gonna
get off.
When I see you.
Don't do that.
See you. I see you.
Why, y'all? Why? We're gonna go. We
and night.
And she about to be in Color Purple. Shout outs to
and Eve.
About to be Miss Seeley. And then you know what she's gonna say? She's gonna say, because she's gonna see this clip, and she's gonna say, Anointed Radio, do rap by me.
Everything, y'all. Everything.
Everything, you know what,
she's gonna y'all be here. She's gonna be here in October. And listen, when I tell y'all, I'ma sing so loud, she gonna have to stop me. Like, who is that? It's me.
That's right.
From your daddy's not.
It's you, girl. You know what I'm saying?
From your daddy's. So, Miss Bria, so who would you pick?
I would actually say I really would have to. I really would want somebody that could like really rap. And really like just go there and have a level of energy. And I think the first person that comes to mind, don't nobody shoot me, because you never know how the Lord could work and who could get saved and how that could go down. It could be
no judgment.
I would love to do one with Busta Rhymes. I think that would be
real. That would be dope.
I would love Busta Rhymes or Missy Elliott. I would love, you know, either one of those. I think that would be fire.
Yeah, that'd be dope. So can I ask you a question? Give me your top five artists.
ever.
Oh, ever. Any singer and rapper?
Any. Just in rapping. See, for us, you know, rapping wise. Give me
you
your
time. Just playing.
I cannot. You know what? I think I'm actually about to meet Kumo Gido too. One of the homies is getting honored, and so I'm about to be around a lot of the legends, and so I'm excited.
I heard about that KRS-One. I heard about.
Yeah, you know. So I don't know. I'd be like, Lord, thank you for allowing me.
Gonna be there, but I'm just saying. I heard about it.
Man, I'm gonna be in the front. I'm gonna be excited. But let me see. I think that top artists in general, of course, Whitney Houston. Michael Jackson.
Man, I'm about to change that. People now.
People now?
Yeah, because everybody gonna say all the greats.
It's hard though. Like, the thing about it is this. Like, when we talk about hip hop, we talk about the same three people overall who have like this crazy amount of talent that could actually like go there. And we talk about Kendrick Lamar, we talk about Drake and J. Cole. So, like, those are kind of like the staple standard for hip-hop, like hip-hop, and being able to have, like, a mass appeal. And I would do something like that. Like, any one of those three, I think they're really dope. I cannot think of anyone else now that I'm like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
ain't nobody now.
I can't really call it. Brown would be dope. He would be dope. You know what I'm saying? He could do a fire worship song and he can do a backflip of Jesus.
Man, you know what? I'm gonna tell you this. If you really want to get the check, you should be saying Miss Mariah Carey. She gets her money thawed out every holiday. Mm. I would be like, I'm gonna do a Christmas rap with Mariah featuring Mariah Carey.
I'm not mad at that.
Look. So, Fantasia and y'all don't laugh at me, but my favorite rapper is Lil Wayne, y'all. So if y'all see me singing, if I can get him to do a gospel rap, listen.
Oh, his looks disqualifying.
Don't you ever talk about Weezy F Baby?
What are we doing?
What you mean?
And he done got delivered. He don't be drinking lean no more.
He gained some weight. He doing a skateboard.
His hair trying to grow back. Like, we got
in the front and the back.
I'm done.
I'm gonna have to investigate. These troops myself before I.
let me learn the allegations. That's what Sibby said. Let me learn them allegations.
Yeah, for real. No, that's a negative on that one.
Shout out Dr. T. Oh, I'm sorry.
So Miss Brittany Miles, talk about your new project.
Yeah, so this Friday, everybody worldwide, man, y'all tap in with us. Myself, Bria Miles, Prestavia, Heesun Lee, Mahogany Jones, and Latoya J are featured artists on this song. We are releasing the music video for our single "I Ain't No," and it has an asterisk after that. First of all, God really blessed that song. He really blessed that song. And the fact that, you know, all of, you know, we came together and we were able to do like our thing collectively, and God slid on literally every portion of the song. I will say that it may be like one of the most beautiful songs that I've ever like heard, like, cause God's hand, like, I'm not just saying to say it, it's truly on that song. It's a really beautiful song. And so we're going to be premiering our music video, of course, YouTube and Facebook. So y'all be sure to tap in with us. You'll be able just to pop in my name, Bria, B-R-E-A, Miles, M-I-L-E-S, like on the street, Prestavia's name, Mahogany's name, just pop in our name, man, it'll pop right up. And we're so excited. Just about like this video, the visual for it, the song itself, man, y'all run it up, y'all stream it. But we really want to encourage women in general, females in general, but also guys, because, you know, y'all really do rock with us and hold us down. We really want to encourage us to understand the fact that we are not anything negative. So a lot of people are asking, like, what does that mean? Like, I ain't no, and there's an asterisk. It's basically for you to fill in the blank. You know what I mean? It's a lot of negative energy and a lot of negative vibes that seem to try to come against people when they're trying to do right. And even like just the whole perpetuation of women right now, it's a unique time. You know what I'm saying? Specifically with like Black women, like there's this huge argument. Are we overly sexualized, or are we just being like judgmental? You know what I mean? Like, what's the line? What's the balance? What does it mean? And so, like, we really want to talk about that on this song and just understanding it. Like, hey, just like when you see every Black person, every Black man, they're not automatically a thief. They're not automatically aggressive. They're not automatically hurting people. Same thing with police officers. Every police officer is not automatically racist. Like, and so the same thing can be said for females. Like, every female is not a hoe. And we want that to be made known within this song. Every female is not the next female. And so, like, we have to begin to have, like, these conversations that aren't traditional within the body of Christ, because we're supposed to be leading the way. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's really what we're talking about on this song, in a tasteful way, but in an empowering way as well.
You know, when I heard you talk about that, kind of, I heard UNITY, like I heard it on like that standpoint, because I hear it was about empowerment. Because everybody knows Queen Latifah's song,
yeah,
to show you who you calling to. You know, she was breaking it down of like what you just said, and I was just like,
he said what you just said.
Oh no, what everything you just said, that's exactly what that song of the presence was from the 90s, and yeah, it even got worse,
man.
For that standpoint, definitely, of being able to be sensible, because if you look at the Essence Festival that we just had, there was a big debate between, are we over sexualizing things and calling it culture? Or are we into the point where we're just doing too much? Like, and now it's going back to that word, decorum. Like, are we getting to the point that we need to start having decorum about ourselves and giving respect? Because that's one thing that I feel like, how can you tell someone to respect you when you're not respecting yourself?
Gotta give them something to respect.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's dope. So I definitely applaud on that song. I definitely can't wait to hear that. So I want to ask, let me say it like this, because I've done a song with 1, 2, 3 people, and putting all of our styles together was an obstacle, because I'm not gonna lie to you, the producer came, I recorded my track, and then I remember my boy, shout out to my boy IC Jones. IC Jones came and laid his track, and I was like, nah, bro, his track sound better than mine. Wait a minute, this is my song.
Yeah.
We came to see you, Otis. You ain't gonna come in late and then record and get in his part of his song. And then I told the producer, I said, we need our own little flavor. So it was actually pretty dope that he did that, because then we made the song a whole different vibe. So how did you guys kind of put to jail each other? Because obviously there's individuality in a song because you are you, but then how did you jail together as a collective? Because you're not a group, you guys are collaborating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, as a producer, God has really gifted our squad. So like, I produced on the song, Jay produced on the song, and Ro produced on the song, and we all came together and like we just really got into it, and just to see like the idea coming to life was like really crazy. And so I remember when we were done, you know, producing the beat, we looked at each other and we were just in awe, because we were like, oh my God, like what just happened? And from that point, you know, it just really was a matter of me sitting down, listening to God and saying, all right, God, like what exactly are you saying and how do you want us to say it on this song? Because this beat is real different, it's real crazy than what a lot of people are accustomed to within Christian music, Christian hip hop music, and even just mainstream music as a whole. Like, what are you saying? What's the message and how do you want it to be delivered? So from there, like I sat with it and God just like gave it to me. Shout out to my sis Prestavia. I sent it to her and I was like, yo, I need like 4 bars. I need real smooth, like, and she understood exactly what I was saying. and she sent it and delivered it. And I was just like, oh my God. And then from there, from that point, it really allowed me to be able to arrange the rest of the song. And then it just, Mo came in, Mahogany came in and just like slid. You know what I mean? And even when you listen to like the second verse, like you'll hear all of our voices going in and out. So Mo kicks off that second verse and then me and her come back and then we're talking to each other. And then from there, me and He-Sun come and then we're talking to each other. And then He-Sun takes us home, LaToya J slides all the way on the bridge. It's probably one of the sexiest gospel bridges songs ever. And we talking about the Winans earlier, like they was really the first one to bring sexy gospel, you know what I mean? Sexy Jesus.
This is the second time I didn't heard somebody say sexy gospel.
Come on, somebody. Ain't that wrong with the R&B Jesus?
They opened
up
the door. They, hey. Like, for real.
Yabba!
Yeah. I want y'all to give it up for sexy gospel.
Hey! You know what I'm saying? Sexy Jesus. Lady music. But the bridge itself, man, like it's real, you know what I'm saying? It's real smooth. And my sister Toya really delivered it on there. And overall, man, like God really blessed the song. And so being able to hear how everybody is supposed to, you know, arranging the song, like I can't even sit here and take no credit like that. Cause it really is an all God thing. Like if without God, nothing works. Without his hand, without his stamp, without his creativity, nothing works. Other than that, it's just noise. And so, man, God really slid and blessed us for this one.
Dope.
Okay. And this song was not just like you said, you guys just coming together. This is not only ministry, but this is a whole movement behind a whole women's empowerment. This is, you know, changing lives, opening dialogue and having women, regardless of age, have conversations about how are we perceived and what are we representing and how do we present ourselves. And so I think, you know, it's going to be an amazing thing, especially for a time such as this, where we have conversations even about how do we define a woman?
Come on. You know?
So I seen that the other day. I was like, are we really having this conversation?
Yeah, we still having this conversation.
We're still having this conversation. But now we're not just talking about any woman, any worldly woman. We're talking about real women.
Yeah. You know?
Go ahead, Sim. Go ahead, Reverend.
Put her knee
out at the bottom of the screen
right
please.
Now for that one. I need here go to the offering plate. I need it.
So it's so exciting, Bria. Again, you know, we know you've had a lot of performances. You've been on Impact Network. You've been on TBN, my uncle Bobby Jones Gospel, Atlanta Star. You've been on a lot, Atlanta Live. You've been on a lot of things. You have some things coming up. Tell us a little bit about your docuseries that's coming up.
Yeah. So we're excited about that. We also, like Sim said, we have a docuseries. It's in the last phases of the station and network doing the networky things they have to do. And it's already gotten national syndication. So we're really excited. It's going to be literally all over America during prime time. So we're very excited about it. It's really about us coming together and you'll see how we, you know, we're able to create the song, produce the song, the whole thing, but coming together and really supporting each other, coming together and really having conversations about, okay, what does it look like for females to work together? Because, you know, the narrative is that we can't. The narrative is that one of us is going to get jealous of the other one. Somebody is going to just be crazy, like whatever the case may be. But we really, God really blessed us to come together and have a productive time in creating an EP. So you'll see us, you know, creating the EP. You'll see us also doing live shows at the Stellar Awards when they were like, hey, you know, we know that y'all over there doing that thing. We know, you know, y'all got CHH on lock. Would you guys consider coming during the halftime show for us for the first ever Stellar basketball game? We was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that was really great. But you'll get to see the ins and out of what it looks like and what it takes to actually be an artist and want to do things to the glory of God and some of the obstacles that come with it and how you overcome it without losing your losing your cool, without losing your mind and getting mad and wanting to pop somebody like Sammy be doing. So,
I knew Sammy was violent. I knew Sammy was violent.
Don't tell it all. They don't know that side. Don't tell it.
I'm just playing. She's saved. She don't.
Amen. Pop. She has been delivered from the hand ministry. Glory to God. So listen. So first of all, congratulations on everything that you're doing. And while before I get into a shout out to everybody that I'm joined, Dr. T, Lady T, this church, and all the good folks that's up in the comments. So they comment and thank y'all, Miss Donna, Miss Val. So look, you also talked about this good TV that you about to do. Mm-hmm. So let's hear some information about your TV show.
Yes, the show is called Relentless Faith. And I'm really excited about it, man. We have been, you know, getting the show produced, doing all of the shows, recording the shows. I believe that it's in the final edits as well. And I think we actually got maybe one or two more episodes to record, but it's really dope. Like when I tell you, like, it's really dope. It's really dope. The camera work is official. There's live performances that you'll see, interviews. It's not like your typical, like, man, this is a gospel show. We're going to sit here on this couch and then take an offering or whatever the case may be. And it's real. Like, they allow people to come through. I ain't being funny, but they really allow for us to do us. They really allow for Christian hip hop to have a platform and to shine and to wear our hats and our Air Force Ones or Jordans or whatever it is that you wear. But they really open up that door. So that's going to be coming to a TV near you very soon. You'll also be able to stream it as well. But I'm very excited about that and being able to see that come to life, because literally, like, how that came about, I got invited to the station. And they're like, hey, we want you to come and perform. And I was like, yeah, for sure. I would love to do that. That's super dope. From then it was like, hey, do you host TV? And I was like, no, but let's give it a shot. You know what I mean? And from there, they was like, hey, how you feel about hosting one more time for us? And then from there, it was like, yo, we just want to give you a show. We got the show. How you feel about this? And so it just was like a whole God thing. And shout out to my mom, you know what I mean, for holding it down and all of her efforts with that show. And, you know, she's like an excellent manager. She's not like a regular, you know, momager or nothing like that. She's extremely intelligent, really smart, and handles the business so that I can do the part that I get to do. I learned a lot from her. But we're excited about that. So that's coming to a TV near you. So y'all make sure y'all stay connected with us on social media. My social media at Always Bria. That's the word always with an S. My name, Bria, B-R-E-A. And we're going to have all the updates on there for y'all. So yeah, let's go.
And I think, you know, I love it. And I think that it's about time, because you've had a lot of offers in the past. You've had, you know, this is what we want to see. And you have such an amazing mom and manager, because she really looks out. And there's been times, I remember there was a time you had to just walk away. Everything looked right, but something didn't look right. But you know, everything looked right, but something didn't look right. So I'm just believing in God and the Anointed Radio Network. We were all believing in God with you that this will be fruitful for you, you know, spiritually reaching people and also financially. We just believe it in God for you for that. Can you tell us a little bit about the excitement with one of the hottest radio stations on the east part of the country?
Come on.
So you talking about the show. I have a show. So yeah, so we have a show called For the Culture, myself. Okay. Send me so real, you know what I'm saying? Y'all truly, eyes truly in DJ I-Rock Jesus. It has been such a blessing to have that show. And when I tell y'all here in Charlotte, like, it literally is competing with mainstream shows. Like, we literally have, God has blessed us to take the number one place and be able to reach people. And I mean, it's crazy to you know, drive somewhere, to be driving outside and like you hear people playing like your radio show and you can hear y'all's voices. I'm like, yo, is that y'all on? Y'all know how that goes. And it's like really nothing like that feeling to hear how you're impacting people. And we're on a little bit of a break right now, only because we're re-gearing to come back extremely strong and very differently. And so we're excited about that. Let me tell you about Simi though. Simi is an entire star. Simi is like so funny. If ain't nobody gonna keep it a buck, and if somebody is scared to say what it is when they come on as a guest, Simi is gonna say what it is. Like I remember this one time we had an episode about, you know, of course, when Will Smith had his infamous slap thing, And I never forget the way that Simi stood up for Will. Like, she was probably one of the first people to stand up for him and say, now I understand. Y'all gotta understand, we tell black men, we tell men in general to protect their women, but then we get mad when they do. So which one is it? Like, she was probably pick, you need to pick. You picking snacks, you need to pick. I was like, dang, tell him again. But man, I love it. I love being with my sister. We love being with our brother Rock. We have a good time. He's our PD. He picks all of the music, and we're excited to come back. It's gonna be real dope.
Now tell us also about your trip to New York.
Yes, so I'm excited. That's why I just yelled like that. It's Kingdom Bound, and it's coming up at the end of July. I don't want to mess up the dates, but I believe it is the 24th through the 26th, or the 27th. It's going to be in New York at Darien Lake, which is Six Flags, and it's a huge festival that they've had every single year. This year is going to be Matthew West, it's going to be the Newsboys, it's going to be For King and Country, it's going to be We Are Kingdom, and it's also going to be Your Girl Right Here, and I'm really excited. It's going to be a total of 47,000 people there at the festival, and they're all going to hear the gospel, and God has really, you know, blessed us to be able to help bring in Christian hip hop this year. And so we're really excited. So y'all please pray for me. I really do mean that. Pray for me, pray for us, pray for everybody that's going to touch that stage, because that's not something to take lightly. But I just think about all of the people that they'll be able to reach and impact. And like what is that going to look like when believers get to do our jobs and when we do our jobs? So y'all pray for us. Everybody running sound, everybody everywhere, me, the team, just pray for us that God is glorified and that people are saved. And if they're already saved, that they get some more life planted in them and get rejuvenated. So yeah, that's coming up, man. Go to kingdombound.org to get your tickets, and let's go.
That's dope.
Well, mom said in the comments it's from the 21st to the 26th.
That's my mom. See? The 21st.
Mama is
y'all coming out there talking about, she has said, well, you can ride this roller coaster because everybody else is gone. Ain't no music. Go home. They went home. They gone. Shout out to my mom. The 21st to the 26th of July at Six Flags, man. Kingdombound.org. Let's go.
So I want to ask you this. What would be your overall advice to somebody struggling with faith?
I think, you know, everybody at a certain point, you may struggle with faith. You may struggle in your faith. You may struggle with the idea of faith. One of the best pieces of advice that I could ever give is to see what the Bible actually says. I think a lot of times people struggle with faith because we have been given some bad theology. We've been given some name it and claim it theology. And when we name it, but we can't claim it, then we get angry with God. And the guy is like, I ain't never said that. That's what he has said. So we have to understand the difference between God's voice and bad theology, God's voice and man's voice, and even God's voice and our voice, so that we're not crushed when we have an expectation that isn't biblical, or we have an expectation that is biblical and God actually does have it for us, but we have to work for it. We have to understand all of the differences, and we have to understand the fact that we're us, and that's one of the most beautiful things you could ever be. Like, we're not Paul the Apostle, we're not King David, we're not any of those people, we ain't Simon, we ain't none of them. We are us. You know what I'm saying? You're Pastor Jay, you are Simi, you're MTA, I'm Bria. And what is God saying to us right now in this time? Because the Bible says that we have to understand the time and know what to do with it. So what exactly is God saying to you about your life, your future, your ministry, your hopes and your dreams, and how you are supposed to get there, how you're supposed to execute it, and what it looks like for you? Because a lot of times it's not going to look like anybody's out of the Bible, and it's not going to look like anybody in the chair sitting next to you at church. So you got to know what God is saying to you so that you're not crushed by false expectations, but you get the real, and then you're able to work and maneuver through that. And that's what I would say.
That's dope.
Like Miss Valerie said, beautifully said, Miss Bria Miles. So one thing I wanted to say to you earlier, and you said something that was deep and what you just said for advice, knowing the Bible. You said there's a lot of pastors that would be my ministry or your ministry, or women can't be a friend. Well, in Acts, it says sons and daughters will have visions and dreams that they will, obviously they will have a gift to go forth. That we have to get to the point where we stop taking stuff out of pretense. And a lot of people are not historians, so they go and they read the Bible and don't know what was happening at the time, and then they'll go literal. Like, give you a perfect example. I actually did this on a talk where they talk about pants. You know, I didn't grow up Kojic, but a lot of people struggled with the Kojic faith, where people said that you can't wear pants. Well, pants weren't invented back in the biblical days. And those are things that we have to start, like Miss Bria say, read your Bible and know the content and the pretense of what they're talking about. Because a lot of times we pick and choose. And my pastor would always say this when I was in seminary: you read what happened before and you read what happened after to get the full grasp of what's happening in that one scripture. If you're just taking it for that one scripture, you already out of content.
I don't know what they was wearing back then exactly, but I really do wish they would bring back those leather strap shoes that they was wearing, them sandals, because it's been so hot here in Vegas. 113. No, because they had some good sandals in the days of Jesus, because he was walking for miles and miles. It would say that people had a 9-month journey, and it never said one time that they had to switch out their shoes. All I know is whatever they were making, whatever leathering, whatever frankincense on the soles, and whatever wood and myrrh, and whatever combination of these things that they had for these leather sandals. I would like for them to bring it back for such a time as this, 113 degree weather.
You can't stop them.
Pinky toe is packed in there. They not making sandals the way they used to. I don't care if you spend $2,500 for red bottoms. I need somebody to bring back Jesus sandal. I need them to bring back the leather of the Lord. I need them to bring back those sandals.
We got to bring back feet washing if we're going to bring back sin.
And you know, and that's okay, because I've been seeing people's feet. Their heels been looking real bad. They need to bring a foot washing back. Some of these traditions people talk about, they say we don't need to do that. You need to bring the foot washing back with the leather sandals of the Savior. Those things need, it's some things they need to bring back on today. You know, it's some things they shouldn't have let go. And we want to talk about women preaching. We want to talk about pants. Talk about the shoes. Talk about the shoe. Walking in the salvation. Wasn't that the shoe of something? What is it? The helmet of salvation? Yes. The gospel of the peace.
The gospel of peace. The beautiful are the ones who bring the gospel.
How sweet are the feet of those who preach the gospel. But our feet aren't sweet anymore. They don't look sweet. They don't smell sweet. Because we need to bring the foot washing back, and we need to bring the leather shoe back. What now? Why we're MTA? Now she,
you made MTA leave. That is.
Here I go talking about, because low key, Sim, when you said that about the heels, I remember I seen somebody at church one time. I was like, dang, her heel was so dusty. I thought it was a snow cone. I said, Jesus, is there any lotion in the? Is there any? I know it's got to be some anointing oil. Because you didn't put that, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to come out here like that, because you wanted the attention. You didn't want us to hear the word of God. You wanted us to see
that. That was the spirit of distraction.
But you got to get the frankincense and myrrh, because that's why the woman with the frankincense and
myrrh. That's what you got to get. Oh. And I'm trying to tell you. And she wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. Jesus' feet was white.
It was layers of ash. I'm telling you, there was actual layers of ash. Multiple layers of ash.
Sometimes people come to church with them sandals on, bad heels, because they want you to think that they walk with Jesus in his day. And that don't fool us. We know that you wasn't, we know that you was not around back in the day of Jesus. We know you didn't walk and cross over the Sea of Galilee. We know that you didn't cross over the mount. We know you wasn't preaching on the mount, walking with Jesus all them years in them sandals and shoes. But you want to fool us. You want to fool the people with the way your heel looking.
Yes.
He's not pleased. God's not pleased with some of this. Some of these things is going on. These occurrences, the Lord.
How y'all feel about, and I'm going to just say this, because Cindy, you ain't no good. I'm going to just say this. You ever been in church and somebody's heel is hanging off the back of the shoe? How you feel about that? I don't understand.
I feel it's like spiritual. That's when you halfway want to touch the anointed ground. These are holy grounds. Like you got to, because you halfway want to touch the holy grounds, but you just came from the club. Mm-hmm. So you got to keep the other one on the shoe.
Mm-hmm. They haven't decided. If they should take their shoes off for the holy ground.
Yes. Because
you can't, when God had holy ground, you had to take them shoes off. They haven't decided. That's why their heel is bent over the back. Ooh, they still yet decided. They still yet lukewarm. And the problem is you got and then their heel is trying to hold on, not to God's holy hand, but to sin. Yo, backed up like that. Mm. It's just backed up, just hold on. All you gotta do is hold on. No, you got to decide.
First of all, what I'm not gonna do is talk about the people that can't afford new shoes. Okay, they went.
That ain't what we talk about. We talk about people that buy shoes like that.
Goodwill, and that was all they got. They said, come as you are. Okay. You
know, we're not talking about our brother. We talking about our brothers and sisters who go to the what is that called? That store that start with D, y'all know what store. Okay, what else?
DSW.
That's DSW. They go to the shoe store and they buy the shoes like that. And the shoe is telling the story. It's an outward expression of an inward struggle.
Hey, yo, put me hanging off like this. I be talking about, just take them off.
It's the battle within.
Oh Lord Jesus, amen, y'all. Cindy says she was going to cut up just 25%. She went 75% today. Yes. It's okay.
I meant to stay at 25%.
She didn't get sick today. Praise the Lord, amen.
Well, I guess she passed the spirit to me because I have to tell y'all, I love y'all, but good night.
Amen. So with that being said, everybody, I want everybody to know as Anointed Radio, we want to thank Miss Bria Miles for coming on tonight with us, spending much time with us. And like I tell everybody, I've been telling everybody this for going on 6 years, that once you get on Anointed Radio, you have a support, because we believe that unity brings change. And when the body of Christ could come together and actually support each other, you could be able to see how much of an impact we could show, because it's not really for us, because we already got salvation. It's really for the people on the outside that's looking in to see, can they work together? So one thing we just want to tell you from Anointed Radio, thank you, and keep doing you, because at the end of the day, the only person you got to deal with is you. So be true to you and be authentic in your ministry. So with that, anything that you would have to say as parting words that we might have forgot, or where they could find your website, just go ahead and throw that out one more time.
Man, first of all, thank y'all so much again for having me on. I enjoyed this. Thank y'all for the laughter. I needed it. You know what I mean? So much so that I got a couple tears up under here. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of them, one, two on each eye. But thank y'all so much for having me on. And yeah, all things, man, new music video. I ain't no the heel to shoe ratio. It's a suicide. We canceled the spirit of suicide, right? We canceled.
I can't. They took me out.
See, your mama got your back. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me just go ahead and put it out there. There you go.
Thank you, mama. Alwaysbria.com.
We love you, Donna, Mama Donna.
Yes, there's my site right there, alwaysbria.com. The word always would ask my name, Bria, Brea.com. I ain't no music video dropping this Friday on YouTube and on Facebook. So wherever you go, make sure you watch it on both platforms. If you're going to watch it on Facebook, also watch it on YouTube. If you're going to watch it on YouTube, also watch it on Facebook. Man, make sure y'all like, comment, share, and yeah, man, let's go into it, man. Docuseries coming out, but all things this Friday. I ain't no Bria Miles, Prestavia, Heeson Lee, Mahogany Jones, Latoya J. Let's go. Thank y'all so much.
Amen. And with that, the party don't have to stop. If you did not know, now you know. Go ahead and download the Anointed Radio app, where you can be able to catch up with Anointed Radio on everything that we do. Las Vegas is number one gospel station. And if you want to watch us, because we on TV, y'all. And I don't understand. I don't understand it. How I didn't say it for weeks. I'm going to give y'all free radio distribution if you got Christian movies in place, because that was what's been on my heart, that God put on my heart. If you got a podcast and show, that's a different story. I said movies and plays. If you have one, definitely reach out to us at lvanointedradio@gmail.com. We definitely want to feature your movie, your play, to be able to get it out there, because, you know, there used to be Pure Flicks. We don't know where they at, but there's Chosen, and Anointed Radio wants to be up there with it. So we want to make sure that we can show our culture Christian shows. Amen. And with that, make sure you follow us at all of our social media platforms. Make sure that you follow everybody that's on here tonight. And if y'all didn't know, follow me on Thread, because I'll be anointed in Thread. Ooh. And I'm just saying, I got a Thread. Hey, it feels like I'm back on MySpace, because I'm building again. It was you know what I'm saying? I could play music without it being flagged. So I've been putting all kind of music videos on. It's dope. Check me out on Thread, and check everybody on all their websites, and check out Miss Bria Miles' song, and make sure you go buy it. For how much you putting it for?
Man, if you go right now to iTunes, I believe it's just 99 cents. No more than a buck.
Go buy it, everybody. Make sure you go and buy it, because it's important to support artists by buying their music, because it be able to help them more than streaming it. So make sure you go and buy her music. And all the people that's out there traveling to Las Vegas, which is behind me, make sure that you are safe. Safe travels. We'll see y'all at the Stellas and all the 50,000 events that's going to be there. And stay hydrated, because it's going to be 115 degrees. So if you come in here like this,
I cannot.
You're going to burn your foot on the sidewalk. I just want you to know, make sure that you have short sleeve. Don't come in here with no 5-piece suit.
Don't do it.
Because you will pass out, and there is no usher to pick you up.
And don't wear more than one girdle, ladies. I know you do that a lot back east. Don't girdle up with more than one out here. You will not be able to maintain that for over 25 minutes. Don't do that out here. That's a fair warning. I told you.
Amen. Yes. The warning's out there. Heat exhaustion. Make sure you drink water, and don't be a heathen on the strip drinking those
And Sister Bria have something she want to say, Pastor.
Yes. I will be crazy. I will be crazy. I don't know how this may have almost slipped my mind, but I will be crazy if I didn't say we have been considered for a dub. So we're very excited.
Congratulations.
About single me. So we're very excited about that, man. Y'all make sure y'all tap in. Keep us lifted on that, man, because it looks like we may be the very first female collective, female rap group in history to be nominated, to have that opportunity to be considered for a dub. So, man, y'all lift us up for that. And we excited, though. So,
amen. Yeah. Congratulations. And I guess I'll pay some bills, too. Make sure you go vote for us for the Spin Awards in Atlanta, Georgia, October, coming up soon. You can see all the information on the page. With that being said, with Miss MTA looking like she about to go pass out, Simi's spirit jumped onto her. She's looking on the right side, and Simi usually looks on the left side. We're gonna go ahead and wrap this up. And with that being said, everybody, make sure that you have a great time this week. Stay close to God, stay prayed up, stay in your meditate, and just know that God has more for you. See y'all next week. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Bye. We'll be right back.
time.